RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
MP on the mic. We're back Tuesday morning. Hopefully you enjoyed the bonus podcast Saturday night, Sunday morning. Things got late out there in Charlottesville. It happens sometimes. It's football. They can play through a lot of things. They couldn't play through that. Busy show, obviously. It's game week. NFL's back. We are 2 days away from NFL action, 5 days away from the Washington Commanders heading down to Tampa, taking on the Bucks. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. Obviously, college football is where we got to be out of the gate. I got Brent Pry thoughts, of course. UVA, we're set up for an interesting week. They're only 2-point underdogs down at Wake Forest. That, all of a sudden, has turned into a fascinating situation there in Charlottesville as they chase some early season success. A new high school poll out will do that. I had a controversial take about Christmas decorations over the weekend that I will elaborate on. Because it's my show, and that's what we're going to do. Last night, though, Florida State played Boston College. Florida State lost in Ireland to Georgia Tech, you might remember, in Week 0 to open the season. Florida State, top 10 team, lost to Georgia Tech. Quarterbacks DJ Uiagalelei, who is now on his third school and hasn't been particularly good at any of them, wasn't particularly good last night. Florida State, not the most sympathetic character in the sitcom that is the ACC. Damian Woody, he's from here. Patrick Henry star, played in the NFL for a long time and is now an analyst of some renown on television. Boston College guy, was watching the game, uploaded his thoughts to social media after Boston College, no other way to say it, steamrolled Florida State in Tallahassee last night. I think Damian Woody speaks for all of us.
You smashed them boys down in Tallahassee, man. Smashed them boys.
Damian Woody laughing at Florida State. We all had a good laugh at Florida State last night. 0-2. You went out of the ACC? Maybe get relegated down to the Sun Belt. Take on James Madison and App State. Enjoy that next year. There's, because I thought, and we mentioned this last December, for a brief moment, Florida State, who has done nothing but antagonize for the last 40 years, is not a lovable school or a lovable character in this, collection of teams that is the ACC, was briefly a sympathetic character. They went undefeated, were denied a shot at the national championship just because their quarterback got hurt. It was unfair. It was a case for playoff expansion. It was whatever you wanted it to be. But they were arguably correct that they should have been in the college football playoff. And then everything since then has been a return to form. Regression to the mean would be the statistical term there. Florida State sued to leave the ACC, made a big scene about everything, and then came into this season talking their talk, and lost in Ireland, and lost to Boston College last night. That's not just an 0-2. 0-2 is bad. You don't want to be 0-2, especially if you're a top 10 team. That's an 0-2 in conference. That's not even Clemson's 0-1, right? Like, Clemson lost to Georgia. Georgia's a freaking good football team. We'll get into Clemson. They've got their issues, to be sure. But Florida State's 0-2 in conference. That's bad. That is not how you make the playoffs. That is not how you make the ACC title game. We're wide open, folks. We're wide open in the ACC. I'm not ready to judge Clemson off of one loss to Georgia, but very clearly, they're not vintage Clemson. Everybody sees that. I think you still have to consider them today as we talk favorites to make the ACC title game. NC State was uninspiring last Thursday. Somebody's got to win this thing. That somebody right now looks like the Miami Hurricanes, who steamrolled Florida. I love week one football because the overreactions are great. And I love that Florida, because the former coach, Steve Spurrier, he's famous. He led him to the glory years. Nick Saban did that at Alabama, and then Nick Saban was like, hey, I'm going to go be on College Game Day. I'm going to go be supportive of my program. A lot of the former coaches do that. They do, right? Like, because you don't fade away. You're still mega famous. But most of them channel that into positive energy. Frank Beamer always has positive things to say about the Hokies, right? Because we want to hear from Frank Beamer. He's Frank Beamer. Why wouldn't we want to hear what he has? I promise you, Frank Beamer not going on a talk show this morning and saying, I disagree with everything Brent Pry did. That's not who Frank Beamer is. Most of these ex-coaches do that. Not at Florida. Steve Spurrier speaks his mind, and he has his own weekly talk show in Gainesville, Florida, and he devoted it last night to how bad of a coach Billy Napier is, including this assessment that Billy Napier didn't even get stretching right.
Change what you eat there. To do something like that. Pre-game warm-ups. Did you know we go out an hour and a half before the game in pregame warm-ups? No. I didn't know that till this Saturday. Yeah. We're out there running around in 100-degree weather. That's easy to change. Let's quit doing that. Let's go out exactly. Like everybody else does. An hour before the game, you go about 35, 40 minutes, come in 20, come back out and play the game.
That's Steve Spurrier fixing the Florida Gators. I would imagine that's not helpful if you're Billy Napier, coach of the Florida Gators. I'm sure he'll take the classy road. I'm sure he won't respond to Steve Spurrier's comments. I'm sure he won't go play in the mud after humiliating. Nope. What's that I'm hearing? He has thoughts.
We got to go to work on the football part, and I think we got to become a more consistent team, and we have to execute better. And if we can focus on those things and not necessarily what some guy in his basement saying in rural Central Florida on social media, then we got a chance to get better, right? So,
woo, spicy. Let's go. The week one on loss, it unravels even the best of coaches. Florida got trounced by Miami, the high watermark for the ACC this weekend. Miami looked good. Cam Ward, he looked sharp. It's all about the quarterback. I think Miami's got one. I'm not sure that Clemson has one, and I know that Florida State doesn't have one. I saw that pretty definitively last night. There's a big gap between the teams that have one and the teams that don't. Now, I think the Hokies are well-positioned. We'll get into Brent Pry. This isn't the Brent Pry segment. I think they're well-positioned even if they end up with an injury there to Kyren Drones, which we'll hear from Brent Pry at noon today. Is his weekly press conference. We'll get some more information, potentially, on Kyren Drones and his situation. Even if he can't go, I think they're pretty well insulated with their two backups. I think Tech has some quarterbacking talent on the bench. I think that's one of the positives. That you say Tech's not out of this by any stretch. 0-0 in the ACC, but a very important week coming, and we will dive into that as the show goes on here in about 20 minutes for sure. Not a freak out there. Some message board freakouts, as there always are. Nobody freaking out like SEC fans, though, if they lose in week one, because it is an entitlement to win in week one over another conference and show them how superior the SEC is. The guy who's not living up to his billing on that is Brian Kelly. He coaches the Louisiana State Tigers. He's now lost a couple of these week one games against other conferences. That's not how we do things in the SEC. To quote Will Ferrell, the important thing is here, let's all stay calm. We don't need anybody freaking out.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things. About not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put them away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach. And I got to coach him better, because it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Brian Kelly's going to get some answers for what's going on here. And just, everybody stay calm. We don't need anybody freaking out around here. LSU football. I love it. I love it. SEC just means more down there. We got to take on our local teams, of course. As we do, we will open up the phone lines to you. 833-804-0910 is the number to call. We have a brand new hot off the presses 910 the Fan CBS 6 high school football poll. Take the opportunity to share that with you. The rare show back where we don't catch up on high school football, because we were able to do that on Friday before the holiday weekend, so that was a treat. We'll dive into the Commanders, the NFL. It's game week. They're back to work in Ashburn today. This is a fun one. This is a little bit. This is the LSU USC, right? Like you could lose to a comparable team, and I'll tell you why it's okay if the Commanders lose on Sunday. Brian Kelly doesn't feel that way, of course. We'll get Steve Spurrier's thoughts. He, of course, once coached the Redskins. That went poorly, as everybody knew it would at the time, and then it did. The great Steve Spurrier story is he in college, they don't have preseason games. In his first pro game, preseason game, he won like 52-7, like was running up the score, and everybody was like, "What are you doing? We're playing to win." And say, "Steve, you don't play to win in the preseason." He was unaware of that. Didn't count. Still 0-0 after the preseason game. Did some good stuff in that game. May have indicated he was a bit tuned out. We'll pull that. That's a soundboard clip too. 3-13, not too good. Not too good. That's not too good. It's a college football Tuesday. The holiday threw us off. That's all right. We're still having fun here on 910 The Fan. We're live on the Odyssey app. We're live worldwide on the Odyssey app, the one with the rewind button, Apple Store, and Google Play. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Flying Squirrels back in action tonight. At the Diamond, we'll remind you throughout the week, this is your last opportunity to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Unfortunately, there will not be playoff baseball in Richmond this season. So you got six more games starting tonight. Little brisk this morning. That means it's going to be perfect tonight out at the Diamond. When the sun comes up, when that golden hour hue just casts a beautiful light on the concrete palace, you'll want to be out there. Should be a fantastic week of baseball out at the Diamond Tuesday through Sunday with the Sunday matinee, sending the squirrels off Friday night. Get out there early. They're going to dig some shovels in the ground across the street, do the groundbreaking. We'll be out tomorrow at their naming partner presentation. They're going to announce the name of the new stadium. Still holding out hope for the new 910 The Fan field. Just saying, I haven't heard back my generous offer of $13.19. I said I would pay it in cash. I would pay it as a cashier's check. We've got most major credit cards. We're ready. We stand ready. Parney, we stand ready to make this happen with you. Just know, because I think you've probably got somebody in mind, because you're doing this thing tomorrow. It's not too late, though. You haven't shared. It's never too late. Final week to see the squirrels, and then we start the farewell year at the Diamond next year. Last chance to go say goodbye to the Diamond. Maybe we'll do a segment down the line. There are things about the Diamond, surely, that we will miss. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but we'll do it. You don't speak ill of the dead, and I'm sure there are things we can be nostalgic about. Yeah. We'll see. I'm going to brainstorm. We'll come into this. It's a brisk day. Fall's moving in. Obviously, we'll have another hot day. I created a stir on Instagram on Saturday. Saturday was August 31st. That I feel like that's important to set the stage for this story. It was August 31st. Took my kids to Costco. Love Costco. Get the pizza, get the hot dog. Sometimes I get the pizza and the hot dog. I mean,
it's $1.50. You gotta.
The pizza's $2. That's $3.50, and I'm not going to need to eat again the rest of the day. It's a deal. Mm-hmm. And if you have enough samples, though, you don't even need the pizza. You can just go to the hot dog, be done at $1.50. It's a great place. Walk in, bang, smack there in front of me. They've set up the Christmas display. The Christmas display, the decorations, the reindeer, the trees, all of it's up at Costco on August 31st, mm-hmm. Which I might remind you is pre-Labor Day. It's the summer. And I put out there, I said, I'm drawing the line. I'm not Mr. Christmas referee. If you want to have your Christmas decorations up in early November, I'm not mad. It's not like, I think traditionally the season starts when Santa comes in the Macy's parade, and you know, Thanksgiving's over, and you know, we've all had our fill of leftover. Then it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, I'm not mad if you want to sprawl it a little. You know, whatever. This is too much.
Pre-Labor Day.
We've gone too far.
You found the line.
I found the line.
Where's the line, Bob?
This is the line.
August 31st.
August 31st. So I had people write in to say, yeah. I had people say, there's no such thing as too much Christmas. I had a friend who said, I'm going over to Costco today to patronize them, to thank them for this development.
Wow.
Yeah. So, one, it's not even Labor Day yet. Halloween? Are we just skipping Halloween? What happened to Halloween? Not that Halloween's like the be-all, end-all, but it's a pretty major holiday.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's a little early for Halloween. I don't even think Spirit Halloween's open yet. We're probably nearing Spirit Halloween time.
Yeah, they're starting to put the signs up.
They're starting to put the signs. The Halloween stores aren't even open yet. Mm. And we've got Christmas decorations.
They were next Costco. To the Halloween station? It wasn't like Christmas, Halloween.
They were two sections, but they were right next to each other. Mm. Yeah. It's Halloween's like now, today.
Yeah.
Today's the start, like we can start thinking about Halloween.
Pumpkin pie.
Wasn't thinking about it in August.
No.
The other thing, here's what bugs me about having Christmas decorations out on August 31st. Because Christmas, look, there's the year-round Christmas people, and it's a little bit like the Disney World people, right? Like, we're going to this place, and we're going to be happy, dang it.
Yeah.
Like, it is a happy place. And
you
I just want to
change their mind.
I want to live in that mindset. So you got your year-round Christmas people. That's fine. For the rest of us, and I think I speak to most of you out there, for the rest of us, Christmas is this brief little hit of happiness in a really dreary winter season, mm-hmm. right? I don't like the winter. You don't like the winter. Nobody likes the winter. And so in the middle of the winter, when the days are short and the nights are long and it's cold and nobody likes that, we put a little bit of happiness in our life. Just a little hit, right? Like, I watched The Lion King. Doesn't make me a Disney guy. Just a little hit of happiness every now and then. Boom, Christmas. A little hit of happiness in the middle of the dreams. I don't need happiness right now. Go outside.
Yeah.
It's freaking gorgeous. I am happy. I don't need your happiness on top of my current happiness. The leaves haven't even turned yet. I love it when the leaves turn. I don't need artificial happiness when the leaves turn.
They're taking that away from you.
Do you know when I need artificial happiness? January 17th. Man, what a terrible day that is. I don't even know what happened on January 7th. What I know is...
awful, though.
The sun's going to go down before I even leave work.
Short days, yeah.
The sun's not going to rise before I get to work.
It's cold.
I'm not going to see the daylight at any point during the day. That's when I need it. And because we're sprawled so early here, everybody shuts down Christmas now on December 26th.
It dies, yeah.
They take the Taylor Swift song. We're going to leave the Christmas lights up until January. Tee-hee-hee-hee. Oh,
crazy.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's why you put them up.
The 12 days of Christmas, historically, start on December 25th and move towards January.
Oh.
That's the start, not the finish. That's not the 12th day of Christmas. That's the first day of Christmas. It's December 26th. We're all moving on with our lives. But it's miserable. Like, I need the happiness now. We're stealing it. We also, Christmas in July is a concept, right? It's halfway. It's halfway to Christmas. And the concept of Christmas in July is we're so far from Christmas, like, we need that little hit of, like, remind us, like, Christmas will be around eventually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hang in there. Christmas will be there. August is 1 month away from Christmas. We're doing Christmas now right after Christmas in July. Christmas in July now rolls into Christmas.
We're devaluing Christmas.
There's so much Christmas.
Christmas
it's too
inflation.
Much. There's too much Christmas. Call me the Grinch. Call in.
Where's the line, Bob?
I know where the line is. This is the line. I'm not afraid to stand up and draw the line. I'm still going to Costco. I'm still going to have my hot dog. I'm still going to pay $1.50 for it. I'm not crazy. But we've gone too far as a society. We've identified the line. We have a NASCAR story, by the way, later in today's show. Tyler Reddick won the NASCAR regular season championship. And may or may not, and I just don't think there's a graceful way to say this, may or may not have pooped in his car during the race over the weekend. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Hokies. We'll get back to football. We're rolling. It's a Tuesday morning, but we got a lot to talk about because of the holiday weekend.
The Christmas holiday weekend.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I will talk about Christmas again after Thanksgiving at its regularly scheduled appropriate time. We're a radio station. We run on schedules. We have schedules. And we have to stick with those schedules. Like right now, we have to take a commercial. We'll be back. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Going to dive into local college football. We'll do a Commanders segment in hour number two. It's game week, folks. Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers defense is no joke. We'll get you ready for that. Right now, the new 910 The Fan coaches poll is out. We do this in conjunction with CBS6. Gary Hassling, Casadana are the ringleaders on this. We love them. We appreciate their work on this. Won't surprise you, Highland Springs held their top spot after a dominant opening win over Manchester. Manchester falls off the list. Also receiving first place votes, and please don't sleep on them, is Dinwiddie football. I think Dinwiddie's got the chance to be really, really good this year. Their quarterback down there at Dinwiddie, Harry Dalton, who's going to USC, has the record book already. Senior year, final campaign. I think they're going to be a ton of fun to watch this year. They got two first place votes. Highland Springs, 22. First place votes. Thomasdale at 3, Metoica at 4, LC Bird coming off a nice first week at number 5. We'll read you the 6 through 10 here. We'll fly through it. Verina, Trinity, Huguenot, Glen Allen, and Benedictine round out the list. Still too early to know exactly where to slot everybody, but we're 1 week in the books. Gary and Coach back on the air Friday night, regularly scheduled time for the regular Friday night situation. They were on Thursday night this past week, which tangled up us, and then we were off Monday. Regular routine this week. Next Monday, we'll wrap it all up for you on Friday. Gary will be in here. He'll be a little spryer this Friday because he won't be coming off the announcing shift. He'll be going into it. So we'll wear him down before he goes and hangs out with Coach instead of after. Virginia Tech, I want to start with Virginia Tech. This is all the way at the bottom, Hazel, clip 17. A lot of this, I put the podcast out Saturday night because I wanted to get my feelings out while I was still a little bit hot about it. Because you never know. 3 days between, you know, the Saturday noon kickoff and this show, us talking to you. Sometimes in the light of day, you take a deep breath, you recompose yourself, you say, I said a lot of things. We all said a lot of things. You don't want to tweet through it, right? You know, you wake up the next morning like, I got to delete some of those. I'm not sure I'm backing off of the Saturday take on Virginia Tech. It was bad, and it was bad from the coaching perspective, and it was bad from this guy's perspective. He's Bashel Tootin. He's a really good running back. He scored a touchdown, scored two touchdowns. Here's one of them.
So second down and 10 from the 24. Gosnell goes in motion left to right. Handoff goes to Tootin, gets a block, explodes across the 15, 10, 5, and that's Boot Scootin' Tootin. Touchdown Tech.
There you go. That's what you want to see. Get that passing game working, Billy. It opens up the run. And Bashel Tootin just goes to the left. Creates big old hole there for him to run through. I'm not sure he got touched. So Rootin' Tootin gets the big score.
Rootin' Tootin scooting his way to a touchdown. Bashel Tootin got 9 carries on Saturday. If you're thinking it's not a lot of carries for a guy who's pretty good at what he does, yeah, you're correct. It's not. And the offensive line, I mean, there are going to be questions here, and there's going to be very legit questions for a little while until we can sort this out. But Bashel Tootin deserves more than 9 carries in a college football game. And beyond that, this was a failure of imagination, a failure of play calling. The offensive play calling just looked uninspired. It was so good down the stretch last year. That was a big part to me of the comeback as Tech reasserted itself, got things right after a slow start. That imagination was totally missing. But to me, it was the little stuff. Diego Pavia, Vanderbilt's quarterback, was great. He was awesome, and I'm not here to take anything away from Diego Pavia, who is very good. Tech wasn't ready for what he had. And sometimes a guy shows you something he's never showed before, and you got to just say, hey, tip of the hat. They get paid to make plays, too. It's the NIL era. Everybody's getting paid to make plays these days. When RG3 came out opening week 2012, and ran the Wildcat, the read option, all those things. Nobody had ever seen it before. You know, when Colin Kaepernick did the Wildcat for the first time, he was untouchable that year when RG3 did the read option. Nobody knew what to do with it. This isn't that. Diego Pavia played 2 years of college football as a starting quarterback. He beat Auburn. He's got a track record here. And they were just wildly and woefully unprepared for what Vanderbilt had to offer. They were on their heels. They were playing catch-up. At one point, APR, Pal Ryland is being used as a spy on Pavia. He's great. APR is one of the best pass rushers in the nation. So you're not using his skill. You're having him hang back and spy Pavia. He wasn't even very good at it, to be honest. I'm not insulting the kid. I'm telling you, he's a great pass rusher, and you asked him to do something that's not pass rushing. You know, hey, we got Patrick Mahomes on our team. Awesome. How do you think he'd be at tight end? Like, I'm sure he's fine, but he's Patrick Mahomes and he's on your team. He's the quarterback. Unless it's flag football and that one guy's there, because he's better than Patrick Mahomes. Sure. I'm so sure you are. APR is not being used to his skill set. All of which is the warm-up to you waste a second half timeout. Come out of that timeout, don't have anything to show for it, uninspired. You put 3 points on the board for the other team because you have two players on the field wearing the same number.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's not good. It's tough. And it's tough when you've got a team that's working its butt off all summer. It's tough when you've got a team that's, you know, raring to go. The continuity, you recruit them back. And to put 3 points on the board for a bad coaching decision is tough to swallow. So, college football rules. You can give, and pro football too, NFL, you can give multiple players the same number because you're allowed to have 105 guys on your team and there's only 100 numbers available. You can't have two people on the field at the same time wearing the same number. That's a fair rule. Everybody knows that. Virginia Tech does not have 100 players on their roster right now. Didn't suit up 100 guys. That's, and Gary Hess here, right? I was told there would be no math. If you have fewer than 100 players and you have 100 numbers available to use, explain to me how two people were wearing the same number to start with. Right, and I think I know the answer. They were both wearing number 0. Number 0's cool. Everybody wants number 0. Hey, let's give a couple of guys. One's offense, one's defense. They'll never see the field together. Hey, don't chance it. You shouldn't have two guys wearing number 0. If you have two guys wearing number 0, you should be darn sure they're never going to end up on the field at the same time. And to have it happen in a key situation is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for Brent Pry. It's embarrassing for the Hokies. The conditioning wasn't good. Vandy had more juice in overtime. Pavia was running all over them. 14-point favorites. Do we have the clip? Ed, I think it's time for the I told you so here, right? I was worried about this one. Don't tell me they're going to win a game for sure. I reserve the right to be scared out of my mind until further notice. That's the MP flashback. That's new. I love that. Great work on that, Hazel. That's the flashback. You're telling me they're playing an SEC team and everything's going to be just fine. It wasn't just fine. It was a mess. Look, Brent Pry, year three, bought himself a lot of goodwill late last year. And certainly with the wins to end the season, with recruiting everybody back, it was, I think Brent Pry optimism was at an all-time high at 11:59 a.m. on Saturday morning. And it's low right now. It's a week one overreaction. Now, I don't think this is the end. I mentioned it in my podcast. I'm not a fire the coach guy. That was rough, though, because if you lose games like that, guys ain't coming to play. You're not going to be able to recruit. You're not going to be able to win. That's a beginning of the end kind of situation. Ask Mike London about that. Botched his timeouts in Blacksburg. That was the beginning of the end. He was getting five-star kids. He didn't win with them. And then he wasn't getting five-star kids because you got to win when you got the kids. This week, last week, Virginia Tech was a 14-point favorite over Vanderbilt. This week, home opener in Blacksburg, sellout crowd. Virginia Tech is a 14-point favorite over Marshall. That's the number. That's the opening. I might remind you, Marshall won this game last year when they played up in West Virginia. There's a lot riding on it. This is instant redemption slash, double the pain. This is a big week for Brent Pry. It's not a big week for Bashal Tune. It's not a big week for Kyron Drones. It's not a big week for APR. Those kids can play. We know those kids can play. It's a big week for the coaching staff to show they can get these guys ready to play. It's a big week for these guys to show they can bounce back. They can play hokey football and get everybody ready to go. We'll talk about it as the week goes on. This became a really big one. And certainly 3-1 would be nice coming out of the non-conference. You're going to have to be at least 2-2 to set up what you need to set up. In the ACC, anything could happen. But there's a lot riding on this Saturday home opener down in Blacksburg. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Let's do another hour of live and local sports talk. We'll bring on Trey Wilson momentarily. He's the voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. We'll get back to college football. And Brent Pry is going to be a topic all week. We'll take a brief pause from Brent Pry and how big of a game Saturday is for him. XXL game for Brent Pry on Saturday after an uninspiring debut. I want to talk about UVA. Richmond was out there. Anthony Calandria making some noise, making some moves. Came away impressed by the kid. Not like they're going to win the ACC impressed, but, somebody's got to win the ACC. Those are the rules. That's why I'm not ruling out Tech. Non-conference game, out-of-conference game. Plenty of opportunities left to go. We will do a national baseball update because this show is committed to the national baseball update. We're gonna power through that even during football season. We have a brief NASCAR update that I think you will enjoy as well. So all of that is on tap. 833-804-0910 is the number. We're live on the Odyssey app. It's worldwide. It's in the App Store. It's in Google Play. We appreciate you guys joining us live on the air as well. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Big week for our friends at the Diamond, the Richmond Flying Squirrels. So on Wednesday, they're going to announce, that's tomorrow, because this isn't a Monday show. We had a holiday. That's tomorrow. They're going to announce a naming rights partner for the new stadium on Friday before the game. Whole city is invited out. They're going to put shovels in dirt, a moment a lot of us have waited for a really long time. I feel extra qualified to say I've been in Richmond for 17 years. I arrived and they were talking about replacing the Diamond. This is not a fresh discussion, and there's going to be a shovel
in the ground on Friday. Great moments for the Squirrels on the field. You'll hear them right here on The Fan. The man who calls that action joins us on Tuesdays. His name is Trey Wilson. It's Tuesdays with Trey. Trey, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. What's up? Thanks for having me, Michael.
Absolutely. Tell us just, we'll get to the baseball, but I think everybody's pretty excited about the everything else right now as well. Just how the mood has shifted from, will there be a stadium? And I know, you know, you guys always did the best you could at the Diamond, but the excitement of there's actually going to be a shovel in the dirt and it's going to happen this week. That's got to be a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, you were talking about you being here for 17 years. You know, I'm not from Richmond, but I'm from Virginia, and I've been following this, and I was coming to games here in the 90s as a kid and all this. And this has been just such a long time coming. It's so exciting that we're finally there. This week is going to be monumental. This is such a huge week. It's almost hard to oversell it, you know? We've been talking about this just as the Squirrels for a decade and a half now, and it's going to be just such a great week to celebrate. Not only that, but it being the last week at home this season for the 2024 Squirrels, a chance to come out and celebrate this team and to have a good time here at the Diamond, which, you know, we've still got some time left to have good times in this place and make some more memories in this ballpark, which I do have a very big sentimental soft spot for. And now that it's getting real, I'm starting to kind of like look around a little bit differently and like soak it in a little bit more. So this is going to be an awesome week. There's a lot of stuff going on, not a small bit being, of course, that we've got six baseball games coming up here this week.
Not at all. Final homestand of the year. Weather looks fantastic all week long for Richmond Flying Squirrels baseball. Sixth spot against the Akron Rubber Ducks starting tonight. Patrick Bailey bobblehead giveaway. Patrick Bailey, man, that's a success story. Flying Squirrel to the majors, and I think a long-term giant, hopefully, because he's been playing really well up there.
Yeah, you know, it's we've had just such a crazy wave of talent come through here over the last several years after kind of a pretty bad lull for a while in terms of having winning teams and having and producing major league stars. Patrick Bailey is a rookie. Last year was the Gold Glove runner up at catcher. He's a switch hitting catcher. He's got a little bit of power, and he's already regarded as the best defensive catcher in baseball at both, you know, receiving pitches and stealing strikes for pitchers, and controlling the running game and things along those lines. He's so fun to watch. So we haven't had a player bobblehead in a while, so that'll be the first time that we've had one. Hopefully there'll be a few more to come. It's actually floating around an idea for a giveaway for one next year. More on that later. Just last night, so I got some interesting stuff. We're already deep into playing in 2025. that starts like, you know, February of 2024. So we're excited for the Patrick Bailey bobblehead tonight. To get here early, I think we'll have a pretty good crowd, but I don't want anybody who wants to have one to get shut out. To be the first 1,000 fans, 15 and older, gates open at 5:30.
5:30, those bobbleheads always go quickly, so make sure you get out there early if you want a Patrick Bailey bobblehead tonight. Three nights of fireworks instead of the usual two. Y'all shoot them off Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night as we wind down the 2024 Richmond Flying Squirrels home season, at least. You got one more before we're done here. We'll put a bow on it when we put a bow on it, but for the team going to Erie, finally got a couple up there last week. Where do things stand as a team here entering this final homestand?
Yeah, the team is playing really, really good baseball right now. This has really been the best stretch they've played in a while. I said it on the broadcast over the weekend, but it's really showing like how good this team can be when the roster stays the same for a little while, or with minimal player changes over a little bit of an extended period of time. There have been over 60 players on this team this year, and it's been constantly changing, and the team finally has a chance to settle in, kind of operate under Dennis Pelphrey and his staff. And guess what? They went toe-to-toe with arguably the best team in the league last week. They lost four out of six, but the two of those four losses were in walk-offs. The other two were a two-run to three-run game. So they played the best team in the league pretty well. They have the other best team in the league and a lot hotter team coming in this week. But there's a lot of positives to take away here down these final weeks of the season with this bunch. It's a pretty talented team. It's just a little bit young. I think that this will be this week and next week will be a good preview, I think, of what the 2025 opening day Flying Squirrels is going to look like. I think that there are a lot of guys who are going to be here this week that have a good chance to be on the field next year. So this is a good opportunity for them to just get a little bit more adjusted in Double A. This is a huge jump. You and I have talked about it 1,000 times on here, going from high to Double A, and really set themselves up to be strong in the first half next year and make a run at making it 3 out of 4 years in the postseason.
Absolutely, and final year at the Diamond next year, there will be a little bit of excitement behind that as well. For those of you just joining us, Trey Wilson, voice of the Flying Squirrels, joins us on Tuesday. Friday night, you said we almost can't overbill it. Certainly giving it a try. The Flying Squirrels declaring it the biggest day in Richmond professional baseball history. And I'm not here to disagree, Trey. The groundbreaking of the new baseball stadium right next to the old one. And then, of course, meander across the parking lot, watch a little Flying Squirrels against the Akron Rubber Ducks. That's Friday night. Groundbreaking at 5 p.m. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. Now, tomorrow, you guys are going to be announcing the naming rights partner and unveiling some renderings of the new stadium. I'm not mad. I will note my generous offer of $13.19 to name it MP on the Mic Stadium was apparently declined. So I'm glad you were able to find better. But I know that there's going to be a ton of the local business community, a lot of supporters out there tomorrow. Going to be a fun event. We'll do a little bit of the show, and then I'll be on AWOD Radio live from the naming rights announcement. So you can listen for that tomorrow in the 12 o'clock hour. Just as you go around in the community, I know you sense the excitement, and we'll have time next year to properly memorialize the Diamond. And I do know a lot of people have a lot of good memories there, but I think right now it's just a moment of celebration for everything that's about to come.
Yeah, you know, historically, this is the longest-serving ballpark in the history of the city. Yeah, there have been many, but that also means this is the longest that the city has ever gone without celebrating opening a new ballpark. So, and this is the one to kind of get it right, and they put a lot of work and thought into how this one's going to go. It's really exciting. This is, you know, the Diamond for multiple generations now. It's been a place to hang out and make memories and spend time throughout the spring and summer. And this new ballpark is going to be the same way, and it's going to be even more exciting. And there are going to be so many memories made there over the next several decades. And this is the first step. If you get a chance to be there, just think about it. You can, 30 years from now, you can say, I was there the day we broke ground on this thing. And it's going to be, you know, the Diamond for the last four decades has been the gathering place in Richmond, and the new park is going to be the same way. And it's pretty exciting. It's going to be, we're also excited for this week.
No doubt. Massive week for the Flying Squirrels. Your last chance to see them in 2024, homestand against the Akron Rubber Ducks. Things start tonight, 6:35 p.m. Get out there. Weather's beautiful. If you can't, 910 The Fan is the place to be. Trey, get those press box windows open. Enjoy this beautiful September weather. And we will see you probably later this week and on the air tonight. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. One more thing, Michael.
Go for it.
Everybody, this is the last week we're at home. We're also trying to win another attendance championship for Double A. We're in a tight race with Reading. We need everybody to come out and help us pack it this week. We're in the lead right now, but let's solidify that. Let's really pack this place out over the next 6 days and remind everybody that Richmond is the best baseball market around.
There you go. Trey Wilson, everybody, voice of the Squirrels. Thank you, Trey. We'll look forward to your calls this week.
Thanks, Michael.
Off he goes, and get out to the Diamond. Support the Squirrels. Six more chances. First one tonight, 6:35 against Akron. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. I'm not sure that I'd want to be in a NASCAR car in the best of circumstances. They don't have air conditioning. Probably get a little stinky in there during the race.
you know, the thing where they go really fast and sometimes they crash. Like, I don't know that that life's for me to start with. But there's other dangers that I think we don't fully appreciate. And one of those is the danger of eating a bad meal before you get in a NASCAR. Tyler Reddick is the NASCAR regular season champion. So he's not a bad driver. He's the best driver in the regular season. He's a regular season champion. Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway this weekend. He took to the radio to give his crew an update of how he was doing.
I'm just curious for CJ's feedback here. Are you worried about throwing up or no, just stomach stuff?
Yeah, I'm throwing up, eating myself, all of it.
All right, so it's both.
We got you covered.
Pills, you'll chew. Those are tops. The rest of them you swallow with water.
Yeah.
Two to chew, three to swallow.
Grab the pills are too small. Dropped all of them. I got the tops, but yeah, I got the small ones, the two medium-sized pills. They just, like, I couldn't get them out of the damn bag.
That's giving Drive to Survive a new meaning right there. My guy, are you worried about throwing up or the number two? Yeah, both of them. I'm throwing up. I'm pooping in the car. Oh, that's 500 miles there, Darlington. That's a lot. He got out of the car at the end of the night. He said that he made a mistake before the race. He took Imodium. And that kept it from coming out, so he was having to hold it in for the whole race. He called it a double-edged sword. That was the worst thing for me because I couldn't get out anything that I wanted. It was just a rough night. He finished in the top 10, his 11th top 10 finish in the last 13 races, and clinched the NASCAR regular season title. That's more information than I needed from Tyler Reddick mid-race. There's no pit stop, right? You can't just stop at Bucky's. No, you don't just stop. You got to just keep going in the circle. Unpleasant evening at NASCAR. I promise National Baseball, and we're sticking with this, show declaration. We're sticking with this through football season because baseball's getting good. We had some significant results over the weekend that we want to share with you. As Trey Wilson mentioned, the Squirrels ended up winning two in Erie, which is more than they won the first time around, two walk-off losses and then two regular losses. The Yankees, of course, are just the most volatile up-and-down baseball team in America right now. Here they are losing to the Cardinals by 14. Here they are winning by similar margins. Here's the Yankees yesterday taking the win in style.
7-3 Yankees, and Giancarlo Stanton takes the first pitch he sees and whacks it deep into center field. Tavares at the warning track in front of the wall. Now he watches it go over the wall. It's a home run for Giancarlo Stanton. It hits the green batter's eye in straightaway center field, and Stanton clubs out home run number 25 to give the Yankees an 8-3 lead.
Winners in the first game against Texas once they got away from the Cardinals, who beat them 14-7, as previously mentioned on Sunday. First time the Yankees have given up 14 this season. The Orioles took care of business in Colorado, got 2-3 from the Rockies. This is their series. They got 3 against the White Sox, the team that cannot win. And don't worry, they did not slip on the banana peel. They took care of business.
0-2 the count, second and third, 6-1 Orioles. Soto pitches, cut to miss, strike three. As the Orioles give the mile-high salute to the Rockies and say so long, it is 2 out of 3 for the Orioles in Colorado.
The mile-high salute, okay. All right, 2-3 in Colorado, 13-3 over the White Sox yesterday. But the big Orioles and Yankees still tied, both 80 wins. Yankees a half game up right now in the AL East. Things getting fun there. Things less fun in the NL East. The Braves had their chance. Big series against the Phillies. If they were going to make a move, this was the time. But it appears that the Phillies are going to take care of business. Here is the walk-off on Sunday night.
Bottom of the 11th.
Holmes kicks the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle, base hit, game over. Phillies win it. Castellanos, his fourth walk-off hit of the season as the Phillies win it 3-2 here in the bottom of the 11th.
Nick Castellanos takes care of business. Phillies now up 7 games on the Braves as we come into September. That ought to take care of business. Don't look now. Braves fighting for their wild card lives. They've got 74 wins. The Mets have 74 wins. We've got a race, but it's not the race the Braves were hoping for. They're not going to be able to catch the Phillies in almost all certainty there. But the Braves and the Mets, neck and neck in the wild card standings, both with 74 wins. Both chasing the NL West teams. There's still some sorting out to do there. Dodgers in the lead in the NL West, but the Padres 5 back, the Diamondbacks 6 back. Padres and Diamondbacks both sitting on wild card spots right now. They've got a lot of games against each other down the stretch, so certainly the door will be open for the Braves and the Mets, but some work to do. The Cubs also with an outside shot and making it happen, as we say. So you're saying there's a chance. Should be some fun baseball played as we fly through September. You know, we'll keep you posted on all that. This is also a college football radio show this morning. Tee up a couple other clips here. Let's do number 11 here, because this was the Sunday night game. For my money, this was the best one of the week. LSU and USC in Vegas, and Southern Cal, Lincoln Riley in the Big Ten, staking their claim that Oregon's not going to be the only West Coast contender this year.
13 seconds left in the game. Moss with the snap. Hands off to Marks. Up the middle. Into the end zone. Touchdown. They're going wild in half of this stadium as the Trojans are going to pull off the upset. How do you do?
How do you do, USC? That's a big win for the Big Ten. I'm not used to that yet. Southern Cal with a big win for the Big Ten. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Oregon, Big Ten. Oregon, USC, obviously Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. There's 5 teams that could win this thing, and it's going to be an exciting Big Ten season as well, as they sort that out at the top of the Big Ten. Now, as we say in the SEC, it just means more. That's the slogan. Las Vegas. I've been there. You've perhaps been there. There's a lot going on at any given time. Adele's there. Britney Spears is there. They play a lot of sports there. People drink in Las Vegas. I think that's an open secret, that you can go there and get an adult beverage. The Mandalay Bay is the casino right next to the football stadium. And so I don't have to tell you, that's the place to be when big events happen. The Raiders games, the concerts, the Super Bowl was there. In none of those events did the Mandalay Bay run out of beer. Sunday night, the LSU fans descended on Las Vegas. The report from the bar at Mandalay Bay, they ran out of Miller Lite and Michelob Ultra before kickoff in Las Vegas. Those LSU fans getting after it. That's special, not just to run the bar out of beer, but to do it in Vegas too.
Yeah,
that's the gold standard of running a bar out of beer. If you could pull that off, they have Raiders fans there. They got, I mean,
nothing compared to LSU.
The LSU fans, though, taking care of business at the Mandalay Bay on Sunday. We keep an eye on our friends at Iowa, who had the worst offense maybe in the history of college football last year. And so this year, new offensive coordinator, new hope potentially, and an easy first game, little cupcake of a game to ease them into the schedule against Illinois State, and they did it. They finally scored a touchdown, folks. Let's celebrate with them.
To Caleb
Patterson. Yes, let's go. Midfield, 35-30, 25-20, goal line, touchdown. Touchdown, Iowa, Caleb Johnson.
I love it.
That's that announcer has seen something. It's going to happen. Incredible. They're 40 points, their most since 2016. Kirk Ferentz, the coach, serving a one-game suspension due to a recruiting violation. First time an Iowa quarterback has thrown for three touchdowns since 2021. First time an Iowa quarterback has crossed the 250-yard mark since 2021. That's not the measure of success traditionally. They did it, though. They scored Iowa against Iowa State, the Cy-Hawk Bowl, this weekend. Lowest over-under in America, 39 points, if you're the gambling type, as we've been known to be around here occasionally. During crosstalk today, I'm going to ask Awad to grade my fantasy football team that I drafted over the weekend. So we'll see what he thinks of that. I want to talk a little Commanders. We haven't done that yet. It's a game week, and I don't want to forget, among our college football talk, it's a game week. So let's do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan on 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.